Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Great Day Vibes, Owning the Chaos and Finding the Calm. I'm your host, Brandy Piccolo, and I am so excited to have you here for the very first episode of this podcast. Okay, so let me give you a little bit of background. I have been wanting to do this podcast for a really long time. Today, as I was driving into work, I thought, do it. Pull the trigger and let's go. So guess what? Posted it on Facebook. Hold myself accountable, and here we are, recording episode number one. So, did I ever know what to do to start a podcast? No. But am I figuring it out? Heck yeah. That's how I do everything in my life. If you know me well, you know I commit first, and then I figure it out. So anyway, this episode here is titled Starting Your Day with Calm, How You Start Your Day Matters. And I decided to start with this topic because this is the basis of everything I teach. How you wake up and start your day is how your day is going to go. So before we get started, let's take a minute to just reflect. Life can feel so crazy, so overwhelming, and it's unpredictable. But here's the thing. Even in the middle of chaos, we can choose peace. Peace is becoming one of my new favorite words. Today we're going to talk how to set the tone for your day with calm and intention, because we know how you start your day matters. So whether you're listening with your morning coffee, on your commute, or you're catching a moment of quiet later in the day, let's dive in. And I'm going to tell you this here. I do have a lot of this written down because if you know me well, you know I have the gift of gab and I can talk forever and ever and ever. So I am going to try to stay on track. My friends and family know I go off the track. I talk about 27 different things and then I bring it back to what I originally was talking about. So to stay focused, I am going to break this up into four segments. The first segment is acknowledging chaos. What is chaos? What is stress? And just to acknowledge we all have it in our life. Number two, the power of starting your day with calm. Segment three, I'll give you a couple tips for choosing peace over chaos. Four, I'll share my own personal routine with you. And the final part is a challenge of the day. So let's get started. Segment one, acknowledging stress, acknowledging chaos. All right, so let's get real. Life can be overwhelming. How are you feeling right now? Are you feeling the stress of the world? Are you feeling the weight on your shoulders? I know, life can be busy. Life can be hectic, but it also can be beautiful. So let's talk about why it's so important to hit that pause button before the day takes over. So I want you to remember that pause button. Say it out loud. Pause. And let's be honest. Life can feel like a constant whirlwind. You are pulled in a million different directions, whether it's school, work, family responsibilities, unexpected challenges. It all piles up and you can feel that weight. You can feel that stress. And if you're not intentional, it's easy to wake up, grab your phone, and let the stress start even before you got out of bed, right? Before I dive any deeper, I want you to think about what was the very first thing you did this morning when that alarm went off. What did you do? Guess what 99% of you are saying and thinking right now? Yep, you know what it is. You grabbed that phone. Most of us grab our phones before our day even begins, and then we wonder why we're feeling so stressed out. You are letting the whole world in before you even start your day. Your boss, people on social media, the news, anyone you follow, it's your emails, your texts, all before you start your day. Jay Shetty says it best. Would you allow 100 people into your bedroom first thing in the morning? Heck no, right? You would never do that. So why are we starting our day on our phones? So let's start by hitting pause and taking control of our mornings. Deciding to start each day with calm and peace instead of rushing right into our day. So I've learned, this is a saying I love and I talk about it often. We can't control everything that life throws at us. We can only control how we respond. And that starts with how we start our day. You know what I want you to start doing? Own your morning. Say that out loud. Own my morning. Say it again. I'm going to own my morning. All right, so we just acknowledged the fact that there is stress and there is chaos. Now, let's talk about the power of starting your day with calm. Okay, so It's a game changer, and I'll explain why. The first moments of your day will set the tone. Do you ever start your day off super frazzled? And then what happens all day long? It's like that snowball effect, right? Now, did you ever start your day off right? And then what happens? Everything falls into place. Now, it doesn't mean your life's going to be perfect, because we know that is not reality. But one thing I like to say is I love to protect my mornings. I constantly put my protective armor on. I give myself a couple minutes, take some deep breaths, think of what I'm grateful for. Another thing you do is sip that coffee without your phone. You know what? Want to know what those small little messages send to your brain? It's telling your brain, I am in control of my day. I own my day. It doesn't own me. And trust me, that makes all the difference. All right, so we just acknowledge what chaos is, and we're thinking about starting our day off owning our morning. But now you're thinking, all right, Brian, I get it, but how? How? So here's some tips. We all know that calm mornings are important, but how do we actually make it happen? Let me start by sharing these practical, simple tips. And just like I told you in the beginning of this podcast, taking action is the key. Don't just think about it. I want you to actually stop and do it. So step number one, and I know you're going to roll your eyes and you're going to think it's impossible. No phone first thing. I know it's tempting, but try not to check your phone the first 15 minutes of your day. Isn't that so easy when we think about it? So promise yourself, no phone first thing. Step two is one of my favorites, gratitude. Just pause for a second. Think of three things you're grateful for. Three simple things in your life. Starting your day just by saying, I'm thankful to have a bed. I'm thankful for my coffee. I'm thankful I woke up today. Do you realize today's a gift? Gratitude is the most powerful medicine, and it will shift your focus to positivity, especially if that's how we start our day. So first, no phone. Second, a little bit of gratitude. Third, set an intention. If you know me well, you know how I start my morning. Just like you, the alarm goes off and I don't feel like getting up. But guess what I say to myself? I set my intention. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great day. And I say that until I believe it. Some days it takes a little longer. But once I start believing it, I'm ready to start my day. You're actually rewiring your brain. How many of you woke up today saying, "Ugh, I don't feel like," and then fill in the blank? Reframe that. And what I want you to do when you wake up, say, wow, today's a gift. I get to do all these things today. I woke up today. I'm making today count. I want you to rewire your brain, set that intention, set it to be calm, set it to look for joy, set it to where today's going to be a great day. The fourth tip for you is moving your body. You all know it's almost been 7 years. January will be 7 years, I know, that I haven't missed one single day of working out. Why? I know that moving my body sets the tone for my day. It clears out all the jitters. It gets rid of anything from the day before. And moving our body energizes us for the day. It releases tension. Now, you know, I get up around 4 a.m., do my workout around 5:15. I teach a class. You don't have to do that, guys. If you want to, you will reap those benefits. But at least when you wake up, do a couple little jumps. Do a little stretch. Jog in place for 10 seconds. Do three jumping jacks. Just move your body. Because how you move your body is going to set the tone for your day. It's going to energize you. If you're walking around with your shoulders slumped over, I don't feel like doing this today, you're not going to set the tone. Get those shoulders back. Put that smile on. Jump up and down three times and say, let's go. We got this. It's going to be a great day. All right, we're moving into almost our final segment, my personal routine. I have developed a personal routine to start every single day the same way, and I'm obsessed with my morning routine. I wake up when that alarm goes off. I never hit the snooze button. And if you know me from my past, I was the snooze queen. Mel Robbins talks so much about this. If you can promise yourself one thing, promise yourself not to hit that snooze. Get up when your alarm goes off. Tell yourself it's going to be a great day. I told you that earlier. I say it and say it and say it until I believe it. Put my contacts in, go downstairs. I make my little energy drink. Come down to the basement, set the fireplace. I have a nice little setting. And then this is the most important part for me. I journal. I write in my gratitude journal. I write what I'm grateful for. I set the tone for my day. I write my affirmations. I say my prayers. I make my non-negotiables. I think through my day. Then I do a couple little readings, say my prayers, read a little bit out of my Bible, and then I start my workout every single day. And you know what, guys? This is what brings the calm to me. This morning routine helps me to set my day up for success, and it also helps me to put that protective guard on so that whatever is thrown at me that day, I can choose to still have a great day. Now, let's be honest. Some days I'm really, really good at that protective shield. Other days, I'm a little weaker. And that protective shield isn't on. Ask Matt. My husband, Matt, is hilarious. And he knows that none of us are perfect. He reminds me all the time. He reminds me of my flaws. And I love that about him because guess what? I am constantly working on joy and peace. Constantly. How about you? Those two words to me are the ultimate status in my life. If I feel joy and I feel peace, I feel like I'm winning. How about you? But you know what I'm really starting to learn? Joy and peace come from within. You create joy in your life. You create peace in your life. And you want to know how? How you start your day and how you react to anything and everything in your life. Guys, this is your life. Let's wake up. Wake up. You only get one. You get one life. How are you living it? Are you living it stressed out? Or are you choosing to own your morning, to own your day, to own your peace, and to own your joy? I'm telling you, like I just said, some days I'm really great at it. Other days I need a whole lot of work. And that's why every night before my head hits that pillow, you want to know what I say to myself? All right, Brand. You did X, Y, and Z today. But I always reflect and I think, how can I do whatever it is I made mistakes on? Because we all make mistakes a little bit better. But I always end my night thinking, what did I do great today? What made me smile today? And that's my thoughts as I drift into my sleep. I don't allow myself to beat myself up. I constantly am asking myself, what made you smile today, Brad? What went well today? And then the next day, I get a brand new page, brand new sheet. All right, guys, we're right at the very end now. So this is my first episode. I hope you're enjoying it. And I hope I stayed on track as best as I could. But here's a little bit of my closing. So here's your challenge for this week. I want you to start with at least 5 minutes each morning just for you. So what time do you have to get up that you can give yourself 5 minutes of uninterrupted time? And what I want you to do is make a gratitude list, give yourself a moment of stillness, or just set the intention of how you want your day to go. Choose how you want your day to go, and let's be proactive, not reactive. One of my biggest pieces of advice. Remember, you don't have to be perfect at this. Our goal is progress, not perfection. Every small step you take towards a calmer start to your day makes a big difference. So let's own our morning. Okay, that is all for today's episode of Great Day Vibes. I hope you're feeling inspired to own your morning and choose peace over chaos. If you've enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend who might need a little calm in their life too. And don't forget to subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Until next time, remember, you have the power to own the chaos, find the calm, and make it a great day. See you soon.